So when we think about positioning the partner, we're always trying to ensure that the partner themselves is very closely aligned with the AAC system. So you may have noticed in the videotape of Jackson that in the very first interaction with him, we didn't put the system on the floor over here and then have a partner over here. In fact, the system is right with the partner, right close to their head and face, and also that the activity itself was embedded into the system. So we didn't have a separate book that the child had to attend to, but rather it was infused into the actual system. That allows, that reduces the attentional demands for the child and allows them to maximize attention to the partner, the AAC system, and the activity at once without having to shift attention too dramatically. Now, you probably noticed in some of the later videotapes that, in fact, Jackson's become quite sophisticated, and now we, in fact, can have the system on the floor separate from the partner and an ongoing activity like the activity with the bear, and Jackson has learned to shift attention between those various locations. But when we started out, we tried to position the partner to reduce those demands.